بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
We have many small and big enemies. We have small and cruel enemies as well. But the main enmity comes from America and from England. England is truly wicked. England has shown enmity towards us in the past, in the early Pahlavi era, in the revolutionary era, and after the victory of the revolution, and in the present time. England has always shown enmity towards us. Now, too, the propaganda apparatus of the Anglican government has published some so-called documents against Imam Rahmatullah Alayh. On the occasion of his demise anniversary, it publishes a document against our magnanimous, pure and pristine Imam Rahmatullah Alayh. From where did they bring the document? They found it among American documents. Well, does America, that brought down a passenger plane with 300 Iranian lives on board, have any scruples about faking documents? The enmity of Britain is carried out like so. Another main portion of enmity comes from the vile and cancerous Zionist regime. These are our leading enemies.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We must undertake this enemy, and we should show diligence in the face of his plots. Even if they give us an economic prescription, we should be cautious when taking it. It is comparable to when an enemy gives you a pill and advises you to take it for some disease. You exercise caution because it is possible that the pill is toxic. The political and economic prescriptions of the enemy should receive careful attention. Vigilance in the face of the enemy should be practiced like this. Naturally, when this vigilance exists, we will not follow him. As I said before, refusal to follow the enemy is a great jihad. This is the fourth criterion. The fifth and last criterion is religious and political piety, which is different from individual piety. Of course, individual piety is necessary as well. One kind of piety is individual piety, in which we avoid sins and we preserve ourselves. Save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. The Holy Quran, chapter 66, verse 6.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.